Carl from New Hampshire. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Marjorie.
Good morning,
Wow, you were like upbeat kind
you
of thing.
You are upbeat. Well, you got a lot of great stuff here.
Do I understand that More Aggravation is the new name of my weekly segment?
I think it could be hot. Hey, Carl, you live out like in the backwoods in New Hampshire. Have you had a power problem or no?
Yeah, we had a power problem. You know what? Trim the trees and the lines. Just make it a law that there can't be a tree or a branch within 20, 25 feet either side of any power line, and 90% of the problem goes away.
You go, boy. And let me tell you what we should do. If they don't trim your branches, we should trim the branches, if you know what I mean, of the executives. I'll say
let
no
me
more.
Tell you something. The next time they don't trim my branches, you're going to see TSNH officials hanging for my telephone call.
Nicely put. That was Carl who said that. That was not Jim Browdy or Marjorie Egan. Okay, Carl, what's happening?
4 days with four kids and no power. I'll tell you what's happening. Joan Baez and Kris Kristofferson.
Ooh.
Together?
Yes, together Sunday at the Boston Symphony Hall.
Wow.
Listen to how they built this, Jim and Marjorie. Two icons and grizzled veterans. And then it says, well, maybe one grizzled.
Yeah, she looks great, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. You know, it's a little harsh to call Joan Baez grizzled.
No.
Don't you think?
Yeah, she does.
By the way, here's a quiz for you. Marjorie told me this the other day. In the new, there's a big new biography about a very famous person who was doing the hangout thing. It was at Joan Baez, right?
Yes.
And criticizing her for the clothes she wore. Who would that be, Carl from New Hampshire?
Oh, I don't know. Who would that be?
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, he dated her briefly because he was so infatuated with the fact that she was once dating Bob Dylan, and Bob Dylan was one of his idols, and he took her to a store, said she was wearing a horrible dress, and he said, this is a beautiful red dress for you, and Baez says, well, that's great, but I can't afford that red dress, and he just says, well, the hell with you, and he goes off and buys 12 shirts.
So he essentially felt that by doing Baez, he was doing Dylan. I mean,
right.
That's basically
I was just going to say, how weird is it that you were jealous of a guy that the woman used to date?
Exactly.
I recently watched a Scorsese Dylan biography with a really close friend of mine, and I came away with a new respect for Joan Baez. She's a classy woman.
Oh, she's great. I love her. And she looks terrific, too. She's not grizzled at all.
And by the way, yeah. Kris Kristofferson, I haven't heard him in
a
decade. He is fabulous. I mean, he's really great. But what's next? Go ahead.
See, now I'd like to date Joan because she went out with Steve Jobs. You know, it's a never-ending circle. How about the Fall Wine Fest?
Whoa, where's that?
More free booze. That's Saturday, 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Boston Center for the Arts. And you know what I like about this? You can get wine from all over the world. It says they give guests a passport and a map to travel the world and taste different wines. And, you know, that ought to get interesting in a hurry, right?
I love that. I love that whole concept.
Stumbling around, slammed with your map. And going, oh, yeah, hey, I just puked in Spain.
Oh, that's not. We don't say those kind of words on our show, Carl.
Oh, right, I know. Like, bone, boner, and puke.
No, that was Marjorie. That was not.
Right.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Thank you. Next.
Listen, roly-poly guacamole.
Ah!
What is that exactly?
Roly-poly guacamole. Listen, this is like something Jim would do, Marjorie.
What is it?
This is Sunday the 6th at the Brookline Music School. This Brooklyn-based trio sings songs about nutritious foods, including hummus, guacamole, and apples.
Only in Brookline.
You may have heard their hit single, Why Does This Cookie Taste Like Cardboard? Or their follow-up single, You Expect Me to Eat That? And, by the way, next week at the Brookline Music School, my band, Roly Poly Double Cannoli, where I sing songs about Cheetos, Ring Dings, and fried dough. Who goes on a Sunday afternoon to listen to songs about hummus?
I'm glad.
Man, that is one weird
I love hummus, by the way. Hummus, not hummus, but I love it. Mm. What else you got?
By the way, that band of mine, Roly Poly Double Cannoli, we had a huge hit 5 years ago.
What was it called?
He's not Brockhurst. He's my brother. I don't know if you ever heard that. Hey, listen to this.
He's not Brockhurst.
By the way, I love that song. He's not heavy. He's my brother.
I
wept every time I heard that song.
Wept.
Go. What else?
He's not heavy. It's my Brockhurst.
Yeah, I got it. You got
enough it. Yet. Dana Carvey at the Wilbur Theater.
Wow.
Yeah, Sunday.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Wouldn't be prudent. How come you guys can't get him on the show? Is he just the best?
Yeah, how come we don't have him on the show?
Well, because today on the quiz, speaking of the Wilbur Theater, Dana Carvey's there Sunday. Who's there Saturday? Whose line is it anyway? Two of the huge stars. They're
That's
coming
true.
In
okay.
for the quiz at 9:30. So stick that in your you-know-what.
Dana got bumped,
Carl.
I guess.
Yeah, stick that in your broad purse. Well, Dana
Thank
Carvey,
you.
I mean, I'm telling you, church lady, grumpy old man. My favorite impression ever was Ross Perot. Remember? And he had the late Phil Hartman as Stockdale. Is that the guy's name? Oh, my God. That was one of the funniest
things. That was great. Checking under the hood.
Carl's laughing about something he saw 20 years
ago. Stockdale to check the rear tire, and then he drove away and left them there.
What else?
Masters of the Fiddle, Natalie McMaster and Darnell Leahy.
Wow.
Yeah. You sound pretty excited about that.
Now, what are they doing? Oh, they're fiddling, essentially.
Yeah, they're Celtic or Celtic fiddlers. How
Celtic.
Do you say that?
Celtic. Go ahead.
Celtic is the basketball team, right?
That's exactly. It's that's right, the Boston Celtics. Go ahead.
Hey, I wonder. Yeah, thanks, Jim. you know what? You don't work with me very well in these things. It seems like you try to trip me up. You think so, Marjorie?
He does. You know why? Because you're stealing his thunder.
Not that. Carl. Nobody listening to the show is going to go hear Celtic Fiddlers on Sunday.
She's really sexy.
Saturday.
Don't you remember her, Natalie McMaster? We saw her. She's beautiful and
blonde
and gorgeous.
You're doing this, right?
She's very beautiful. So I think that's an added side benefit.
Jim would like to be strummed by her bow.
That's right.
Hey, listen. I wanted to squeeze
thank
this
you for that.
A real good cause. Dream Big Sports Gala and Auction. That's the 5th from 6 to 10 p.m. And this benefits Dream Big, which provides low-income girls with the items necessary to participate in sports and generally get them off to a healthy lifestyle. So
this is
great. A nice cause.
When is that again?
It's the 5th. What day is that?
Tomorrow.
Monday? Tomorrow.
Yeah. Dream-big.org. Hey, by the way, I just looked up Natalie McMaster.
She's gorgeous.
I'm going to fiddling. I mean, hello.
Oh, boy. All of a sudden, you've got culture.
My God.
Don't you remember she came and played at one of our St. Patrick's Day events?
Oh, of course she did.
Beautiful.
Oh, right. One of the Ima
Steels. Enormously talented, I should say that before she's
beautiful.
Who cares
about the talent kind of thing? So, Carl, if you had to pick one of these events, let's assume you're going to one of these, which I'm sure you are not. Which is the one you would say, I'm going to this one? What would that be?
Well, if you would go with me, I would go to the McMaster fiddle thing just to see you kind of dance on your tiptoes in short shorts.
Actually, I'll be going to the Hummus Song Fest instead. Now, speaking of going play, are you performing anywhere this weekend or are you not?
Yeah, I'm doing a thing in Hudson, New Hampshire, comedyonpurpose.com for details on that.
Comedyonpurpose.com. Carl, thank you.
It's excellent. A superlative.
It was pretty good.
It was off the charts today, Carl. It was really off the charts.